If someone were to ask you the question, "Do you have eternal life?" how would you respond? Some people would say, "I don't know." By that, they mean that they have never really given too much thought to eternal things. The Bible warns such a person in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 by saying, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Others might respond to the question, "Do you have eternal life?" by saying, "Well, I think so." They are trusting in things like infant baptism or membership in a church. But there is a nagging doubt in the back of their mind that questions the validity of the things which they're trusting in to get them to heaven. After all, if baptism or church membership could get someone to heaven, then why did Jesus Christ have to suffer and die on a Roman cross? Still others would respond by saying, "I hope so." They are hoping that as they stand before God, their good deeds might outweigh their bad deeds, and on the basis of that, God will usher them into heaven. The basic problem with this argument is that it ignores the total depravity of man. But there are many people who can respond to the question, "Do you have eternal life?" by saying with absolute conviction, "I know so." This is not a prideful boast of their own self-achievement. Rather, it is a trust which is based upon the achievement of another, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us how you too can have that certainty. First, we need to recognize that we are all sinners and need a Savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one can keep the Ten Commandments and live a perfect life. James chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Everyone, no matter how good they appear to be, stands before God as guilty sinners. Second, we need to recognize that there is an eternal price to pay for our sin. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Because of God's holiness, He cannot overlook sin. It must be punished. Third, we need to understand that there is nothing we can do to save ourselves. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There is nothing that we can do in our sinful state that can ever merit us a place in heaven. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 makes it clear that we are not saved by works of righteousness. Salvation is not something we can earn or work for. It's not something we even deserve. This brings us to our next point. God in His love has made a way to punish sin and offer us the gift of eternal salvation. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." The Christmas story tells how God humbled Himself and became man in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect, sinless life and was crucified on a Roman cross. But the death of Jesus Christ was no accident. Knowingly and willingly, Jesus came to this earth to die in our place. Nothing was ever done with greater purpose and determination. This perfect sacrifice fully satisfies God's holy character. Finally, to benefit from God's provision of salvation, we must place our faith totally in Jesus Christ alone. The Philippian jailer asked what he needed to do in order to be saved. Paul replied in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." If you are willing to recognize your need as a sinner, and put your trust in the person of Jesus Christ alone for salvation, you too can be saved. Pray to God, confessing your sinfulness and unworthiness, thanking Him for the free gift of eternal life, and declaring your trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please let us know if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or if you have further questions, you may email us at Home Life Ministries by writing to info@hlm.org.